Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I just wanted to drop my two cents on content and gauging whether or not it works for your brand based on organic performance. I was speaking to a brand earlier today, and they told me that, you know, they're a fan of the content I put out on LinkedIn, so they wanted to inquire about what we do, and the biggest thing they wanted to talk to me about was content. You know, and I asked, why are you making a change, or, you know, why is your current content partner not working out for you? And they said, you know, the content is just not resonating with our audience. And I said, you know, before I just jump in and tell you about all the great content we make here, I want to make sure I give the other party a fair shot. Like, how are you assessing whether or not it's resonating? And they said, you know, well, it's not getting any likes and our followers aren't growing. So, you know, we want to go in a different direction. So I would caution brands to say, like, look, I said this before, I'll say it again, there's really not a lot of organic reach on most social platforms. And so if you're on Meta, even on TikTok, and you're posting a piece of content that you like, that you think is brand forward, that talks about your unique selling propositions and, you know, carries the torch for what you're trying to say, the metric for success is not engagement on it or likes, right? You're putting the right messages out into the world. Now, if you think the content doesn't resonate with you, like if you think aesthetically it's not great, if you think it's unclear, if you think you want to go in a different direction, that's a different story. But if you are looking to change a partnership, especially like a good partnership, like, you know, hey, we really like our internal person or freelancer or agency, it's just like it's not resonating, I think you're thinking about it wrong. Like, that is not a metric for success if you're not using paid. And if you are using paid, it might not be the creator's fault. It might be whoever's running paid is not thinking about behavior-based targeting or like sort of optimizing for a certain behavior, whether it be reach or clicks or leads, whatever it is. Like, you have to think about the whole program before you can gauge whether or not the content is working. Now, there's two sides to content working. So I just want to be clear. I've sort of touched on it before, but I want to make sure it's crystal. There's beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Content visuals, if you don't like the storytelling and it is not on brand, matching your brand rules and style guide and telling your story, that's one thing. If the data is not telling you that it's not working because A, the performance isn't there, you need to make sure you're looking at it on the paid side. And if it's organic performance, again, there's not a lot of organic reach. So don't potentially part with a good content partner or a good content solutions or stray away from the content that you really love that you think does a good job just because there's not organic performance. No one's really getting organic performance outside of a handful of brands that have such a rabid fan base that they just love the stuff they're putting out. Think Poppy, Olipop, Truff, like brands like that. But for the most part, outside of those outliers, the norm is great content, a balance of studio, some lifestyle, some UGC, PGC, studio PGC, essentially just vertical style content that doesn't seem overly produced, even though it might be. All of that content is mission critical for your brand, and you should be putting it out. You should be supporting it with paid social, and make sure that that is telling your story and that you're not judging it based on organic performance, which nobody is getting. And it would be a shame to part from your partners or pivot from your journey based on data that's irrelevant and doesn't really tell you the whole story. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.